In today's news headlines, President Joe Biden on Wednesday signed a sweeping new executive order on climate change that includes a moratorium on oil and gas leasing for drilling on public lands. In a one-page fact sheet released by the White House, the Biden administration announced a, quote, Leaders Climate Summit on Earth Day of this year and establishes a White House Office of Domestic Climate Policy and a National Climate Task Force. The executive order also, quote, directs the Director of National Intelligence to prepare national intelligence estimate on the security implications of climate change and, quote, directs the Secretary of the Interior to pause on entering into new oil and natural gas leases on public lands or offshore waters to the extent possible. There will also be a, quote, review of all existing leasing and permitting practices related to fossil fuel development on public lands and waters. Significantly, the order also includes an emphasis on environmental justice, quote, delivering justice for communities who have been subjected to environmental harm. In other news, 45 out of 50 Republican senators on Tuesday voted to block the Senate impeachment trial of Donald Trump, saying it was unconstitutional because he was no longer in office. Democrats need 17 Republicans to join them in order to convict Trump, and so far it does not appear if that will happen. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer rejected the GOP logic, saying that it is, quote, flat out wrong by every frame of analysis, constitutional context, historical practice, precedent, and basic common sense. The only Republican senators to join Democrats in the test vote were Senators Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, and Patrick Toomey. Former Labor Secretary and progressive activist Robert Reich responded to the vote by suggesting a secret ballot.
The upcoming vote in the Senate on whether to convict Trump of the impeachable offense of inciting insurrection should be a secret ballot for two reasons. To protect the safety of senators and allow them to vote their consciences. Now, if Trump supporters were peaceful, and if Republican senators had integrity, this wouldn't be necessary, but they're not and they don't.
That's Robert Reich suggesting a secret vote for an impeachment trial in the Senate. Indicating the depth of Republican fear of Trump and his loyalists, several GOP senators have announced their retirement ahead of the 2022 midterm elections, including Rob Portman of Ohio. Meanwhile, one House Republican named Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, who is openly critical of Trump, is speaking out about the political fallout he knows will come from being the only representative from his party, urging former Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment against Trump. Kinzinger told the Washington Post, quote, I felt very isolated in my party. Meanwhile, a new report found that 30,000 registered Republicans left their party in the state of Colorado alone in the week after the January 6th Capitol riot. Among those who remain nationwide, 50% say in a new survey that they want Trump to play a serious role in the future. In other news, Senate Democrats, fresh from their victory against Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, are hoping to push through an ambitious COVID relief stimulus package. Majority Leader Schumer expects to hold a vote on the $1.9 trillion bill as early as next week. Schumer said, quote, the work must move forward, preferably with our Republican colleagues, but without them if we must. Meanwhile, President Biden announced the return of regular White House coronavirus press briefings, saying, quote, we're bringing back the pros to talk about COVID in an unvarnished way. Any questions you have, that's how we'll handle them because we're letting science speak again. Biden also announced a potential deal to purchase 200 million new vaccine doses.
We believe that we'll soon be able to confirm the purchase of an additional 100 million doses for each of the two FDA-authorized vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna. That's 100 million more doses of Pfizer and 100 million more doses of Moderna, 200 million more doses than the federal government had previously secured, not in hand yet, but ordered. We expect these additional 200 million doses to be delivered this summer.
So far, the month of January has been the worst in the U.S. since the pandemic started in terms of deaths. A whopping 80,000 people died in this country alone since the new year began. A top scientific expert, Dr. Michael Osterholm, warned, quote, the very worst of the pandemic is yet before us. And he referenced a new variant of the virus that is far more transmissible than the original. Although the Biden administration's approach to the pandemic is far more systematic than that of Donald Trump, it is still overly dependent on manufacturing and distributing vaccines. In Florida, the vaccine rollout has been chaotic and even racially unequal. The same is true in the worst-hit county in the nation, Los Angeles. In the Washington, D.C. area, including Maryland and Virginia, a large percentage of nursing home workers who were offered the vaccine last month simply refused it, even as there is a massive demand nationwide that cannot keep up with supply. President Biden on Friday is expected to sign a new wave of immigration-related executive orders, including restoring entry policies for asylum seekers and refugees that his predecessor had decimated. He also plans to end the Remain in Mexico policy and the public charge rule, which is basically a wealth test for immigrants. It is not yet known if Biden will reverse the green card bans enacted by Trump last year that keep families separated via curbs on legal migration. The Justice Department has also, per Biden's direction, formally ended its zero-tolerance policy for immigration offenses that formed the basis of Trump's family separation debacle. Meanwhile, a federal judge appointed by Trump has just blocked Biden's 100-day deportation moratorium signed last week on Inauguration Day. On economic policy, the Federal Reserve is meeting on Wednesday, and its chair, Jerome Powell, is, as per the New York Times, quote, expected to leave interest rates near zero while continuing to buy about $120 billion in government-backed bonds each month. Meanwhile, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was hobbled under Trump, is set to renew its work of overseeing corporations and playing an effective watchdog role. The Biden administration has touted Rohit Chopra, the CFPB's former student loan ombudsman, to lead the agency. On the foreign policy front, Biden had his first phone call as president with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The topics of the phone call, as per the Washington Post, were centered on Biden, quote, airing allegations of human rights abuses, cyber spying, and more, while making a hard pivot away from the deference that former President Donald Trump often displayed toward Russia. He raised the issues of the incarceration of opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Russia's role in a recently discovered cyber hacking incident in the U.S. Meanwhile, Russia's parliament just voted to approve of a new extension to the U.S.-Russia nuclear treaty called START. In news from the Middle East, Biden has just halted all weapon sales from the U.S. to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates in order to review billions of dollars worth of deals signed by Trump. Officials say the review is intended to ensure that U.S. weapons are not being used in the Saudi-UAE war on Yemen. And Biden's government has restored aid to Palestinians, which was halted by Trump. So far, there is no indication of Biden's intent to reverse Trump's decision to move the U.S. embassy from Jerusalem or recognize Israel's claim on the Golan Heights. And that does it for our news headlines.